Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 29, Johannesburg, Mbombela en Polokwane 27 grade. Johannesburg burgemeester Darren Morero sê die stad is in gesprek met die nasionale regering oor die hernoeming van Sandton Ryland na die Palestynse politikus Leila Garit Ryland. Die voorstel is wyd verspreid deur sommige politieke partye insluitend die DA verwerp. Morero sê die hernoeming sal deur diplomatie beleid bepaal word.
We are still in consultation precisely because we would like to manage the diplomatic issues and must be guided, of course, by national policy, which of course supersedes our own local policies. So we will be directed by those engagements.
Die Gautengse departement van eregering het bykomende 193 geslote kringtelevisiekameras in talle gebiede opgerig. Die uitbreiding volg na die suksesvolle eerste twee fases wat 300 kameras opgerig is. Die departement se woordvoerder Sitembiso Ndlovu sê dit vorm deel van 'n breër strategie om 'n veiliger en sterker provinsie te skep.
The expansion of the CCTV surveillance in our township and informal settlement is a key part of ensuring a safer Gauteng. We remain committed to improving the lives of our people through significant technology solutions, and these security measures are essential to achieving that goal.
Die spesiale ondersoekeenheid het meer as 100 studievisums gemerk om herroep te word. En Mutibi Hoof van die ondersoekeenheid sê hierdie visums is met bedrieglike dokumentasie verkry. Mutibi het gepraat tydens die bekendstelling van die grensbestuur en immigrasie teenkorrupsieforum.
At an appropriate time we'll indicate to the public with the outcomes of that investigation. That investigation focuses on issuance of permanent residence permits, business visas, work visas, study visas. We have referred about 110 referrals for study visas to be revoked, which were obtained on the strength of fraudulent supporting documents. And we know that we have to follow a legal process to really have that those ultimately revoked.
Gesondheidsminister Aaron Motsoaledi het 'n groot hupstoot in die mobilisering van binnelandse hulpbronne gevra. Hy het ook aangedring dat 'n groter deel van die nasionale begroting aan die gesondheidssektor toegewys word. Motsoaledi het die kwessie aangespreek tydens vanoggend se vergadering van die G20 gesondheidswerksgroep.
In South Africa, we are actively pursuing transformative strategy to achieve universal health coverage through our national health insurance or the NHI system.
En die Verenigde Nasies sê hy verminder sy internasionale personeel in Gaza nadat Israel sy dodelike lugaanvalle hervat het. Sowat 'n derde van die ongeveer 100 internasionale personeellede in Gaza sal tydelik hervestig word, VN woordvoerder Stefan Jadarik.
The Secretary General has taken the difficult decision to reduce the United Nations footprint in Gaza, even as humanitarian needs soar and our concern over the protection of civilians intensifies. The United Nations is not leaving Gaza. We remain committed to continuing to provide aid that civilians depend on for their survival and for their protection.
Ek is Chanel September, our top story at this hour. Johannesburg Mayor Darren Morero says the city is in talks with national government on the renaming of Sandton Drive.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Shut up for like 1 second.